Al Jazeera Podcasts.
New York police have raided a building at Columbia University occupied by students protesting in solidarity with Palestinians. There were chaotic scenes when officers entered Hamilton Hall, where a number of students had barricaded themselves hours earlier. Dozens of protesters were arrested. This is the latest escalation in 2 weeks of demonstrations which have spread to universities across the country. Diplomatic efforts are underway to reach a ceasefire in Gaza, with the U.S. pressuring Hamas to agree to Israel's terms. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel to push for a deal, which he says is achievable.
We're determined to get a ceasefire that brings the hostages home and to get it now. And the only reason that that wouldn't be achieved is because of Hamas. There is a proposal on the table, and as we've said, no delays, no excuses. The time is now, and the time is now long past due to bring the hostages home to their families. At the same time, even as we're working with relentless determination to get the ceasefire that brings the hostages home, we also have to be focused on people in Gaza who are suffering in this crossfire Hamas is making.
Of course, this is all part of Secretary of State Antony Blinken's latest push to try and revive ceasefire talks, though it's not clear if there is likely to be any halt in hostilities, even a temporary one, as a result of this. This is now the Israeli leg of his trip. Interestingly, the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has pledged to invade Rafah in southern Gaza, which is a scenario that parties have been trying to avoid. Netanyahu says that he will potentially do this whether or not a ceasefire is agreed. Well, inside in Gaza itself, the Israeli military is attacking residential areas right across the strip. Civilian casualties are mounting by the day. More than 34,500 Palestinians have been killed in nearly 7 months of war. In one of the latest attacks, an airstrike on Rafah in the south killed at least two children. Israel has intensified aerial attacks on the city as fears mount of a major ground offensive. Around 1.5 million forcibly displaced Palestinians are sheltering there.
Coming up on The Take, we speak to Maryam Saeed, Columbia University graduate and wife of the late literary critic Edward Saeed, on the protests happening now. That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.